Hey friends, on this week's episode of the Danny Morrell Show, I invite you to join us into one of our company meetings. I recently had a meeting at our Downey office talking about client control. Now, very quick disclaimer, whenever most people think about the word control, there's a negative connotation about it. In our business, the real estate industry, or quite frankly, any business you are in, you've got to maintain client control. I want you to think about two scenarios where this happens to you and you actually appreciate it. Number one, if you ever messed with an attorney and you're ever a part of a lawsuit, trust me, that attorney has control, right? Because they're the ones that knows what they need to do in order to save you and protect you. Same thing if you ever feel ill and you go to a doctor's office, trust me, they have complete control. And they have control because they know what your body needs in order to get better. Same thing in the real estate industry. Your clients need you to be in control. And unfortunately, due to the fact that many of us need the money, the psychology of having control actually goes with the client instead of staying with us. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the psychology and the skill behind client control. I hope you appreciate it. By the way, this is a snippet of one of our monthly lives, which is a monthly live session where I go live with you. If you want more information about that, go to DannyMorrell.com, click on coaching, join our Danny on Demand program, and you have access to all of our scripts and all of our trainings. Enjoy the podcast. We'll see you next week. If I've never met you, can you raise your hands? Okay, cool. So before I leave, just come up so I could say hi, shake your hand, and I'd love to meet you guys. I know that it's difficult to be excited, but is everybody still excited about 2019? Because it's raining out there. It's a little gloomy, you know, whatever the case may be. I was thinking about all of you guys yesterday because I had a little bit of a tough day. Who's ever just been out of whack? Just kind of out of whack, right? And in the moment, I was out of whack, and I literally had to, like, go back to what I teach all of you, and I had to think it myself, and I had to force myself. I had to say, okay, Danny, think about whatever it is that you have in your life to achieve that you haven't achieved yet. And then when I started envisioning that, all of a sudden, like, I started to feel a lot better. So just a little tip while we're waiting for people, right? If you ever, all life, all success in life has to do with how you're feeling. Write that down, how you're feeling. So if you're ever not feeling good, then ask yourself this question. What is it in life that I still have yet to accomplish that I know I can accomplish? And if you're really, really honest with yourself, you start doing kind of like a little checklist, and you say, well, wait a minute, hold on. Like, I still don't have the house of my dreams. I still don't have the car that I want. I still don't have any of the investment properties that I want. I still am not wearing the clothes that I want to wear. I'm still not traveling the way that I, does this make sense? And you start looking for things to go work after, basically, is what starts to happen. And that's a little trick that I use, and hopefully it's going to work for you. Now, if you've been with us over the last week or so, last Thursday, I want to give you a little recap. Last Thursday was one of the most important meetings of the year, quite frankly. Who remembers last Thursday what we talked about? We talked about average commission rate. Average commission rate. Now watch, here's what I want to challenge you. I just want to do a little recap. After that meeting, Anthony posted the top 20 average commission rate owners, the winners of the top 20. And when he did that, we realized that number 20 was 2.38%. Number 20. Now, I want to challenge you guys here. I want to challenge you because we have 400 agents in the company. So if you think about it, I don't know if you did it this way, but I started thinking, like, ay caramba, if number 20 is 2.38%, what's number like 100 or 150 or 200? Everybody say, ouch.
Ouch.
Right? And so the reality is that the report and the number that we gave all of you was what you actually get once the sale is done. That means you could walk in and charge a 2.5% commission, but end up only taking home a 1.9% commission. You could even think you're doing really, really well by charging a 3% commission, right? But end up walking away with a 2.1% commission. How many of you guys would agree that sometimes we get in the way of our own success? Raise your hands, yeah? How many of you guys would remember last Thursday that we basically showed you that the money to hire an assistant, the money to pay for your kids' school, the money to pay for health insurance, the money to advertise, it's all right there. It's already there if we just work and are conscious about increasing our average commission. All of the money that we say we need, it's all right there. And that brings me to the next word, psychology. Write down the word psychology. Psychology. You know, guys, we as human beings have a funny way when it comes to money at earning exactly what and no more than our psychology believes we deserve to earn. I'm going to say that again. We as human beings have a funny way of earning exactly what and no more than our psychology believes we deserve to earn. So here's how that shows up. Angie just said, wow, it's pretty powerful, right? So here's how that shows up. You start off the year and you go, I'm going to make X this year. But if your psychology hasn't believed it, or quite frankly, if your goals don't need it, let me say that again. If your goals don't need it, you could say you want to make $500,000 this year all you want. But if, quite frankly, your goals don't need $500,000, you ain't going to make it. Your goals have to need it. Who follows me on Instagram right now? If you follow, you ain't follow me on Instagram? You need to follow me on Instagram, young lady. What's your name? Yeah. Go right now, Nadia. Danny Morrell, okay? Go. Trust me. I'm going to help your life, right? But if you follow me on Instagram, a couple of weeks ago, I started posting, I want to live over there by Intero South OC. By the way, I know you guys are celebrating today, birthdays. I forgot the names, but happy birthday to both of you. And my dream, my vision now is to literally be able to, like, out of my bedroom, like, open the doors and look out onto the ocean. So this morning, what do? I have an automated email system to where every single morning I get emailed visions of what I want to accomplish. And what do? I believe it, I feel it, I soak it in. Why? Because that extends my goals and as a result extends my capacity for earning. So I want you to really think about that. If your goals aren't big enough, it's much easier for you to give away the percentage that you're giving away right now. It's much easier for you to say, oh, it's okay, I'll help them out. It's much easier for you to say, well, it's okay, I'll only charge you 2%. Why? Because your goals don't merit the income that you truly deserve to be earning. And yesterday, during yesterday's role play, we talked about the psychology needed to win an expired listing. The psychology needed to win an expired listing. I'm gonna give you a little recommendation. If you weren't here for that, you should go look at the recording like ASAP because it was a pretty powerful class. Well, today we're gonna kind of like bring it all together. We're gonna bring it all together. And today we're gonna talk about client control. Write that down, client control. Client control. Who can tell me why client control is so important? Who can tell me? Anybody? Yes. Things won't get out of hand. Okay, good. What else? Client control. Who can tell me?
Leader.
Huh?
Makes you a leader.
Makes you a leader. Okay, great. What else?
We can control our time.
You can control your time. Bingo. If you remember at last week's meeting, I told you there's several different ways to increase your income. One of them is you could simplify the process. Do you guys remember that? Say yes?
Yes.
Beautiful. The more that you simplify the process, the more deals that you can make, the more deals that you make, the more money you earn. Jose is a part of the leverage program. We found out that he was overcomplicating the process. We found out that his process was so freaking complicated in our one-on-one conversation that it was practically impossible for you to grow. Because Jose had to be hands-on with absolutely, Jose was the king of overcomplicating. Like the master of overcomplicating. Now here's the key, guys. Client control. Client control. And by the way, if I can share, Jose was also the king of not getting what he wanted from the TC because there was poor communication. This is all our psychology. This is all our psychology. It's 100% our psychology. Where the last thing I want to do is even talk to the TC. I don't have any business talking to the TC. I want to empower them. I want to give them everything that they need so they can go out and do their jobs happily. They win, I win. The last thing I want to do is ever walk into the TC. If I ever walk into, who wants to make $1 million a year? Say I. Don't ever go talk to your TC, the escrow officer, or the lender ever again. I know. How are you going to do a lot of deals? I want you to really think about it. How are you going to do a lot of deals if you're so involved in the deal? It's a lack of client control and it's a lack of process control. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, you know, last week we talked about improving your average commission rate. You know, yesterday we talked about the psychology of winning. Today we're going to talk about client control, okay, and the importance of client control. The more control you have over the client, the simpler the process, the more deals you can do, period, end of story. Write it down just like that. The more control I have over the client, the simpler the process, the more deals I can do. And I'm going to teach you a technique today that I used to help me be able to deal with more people in less time. Everybody write down the words more people in less time and put a little star next to it. More people in less time. More people in less time. You think Amazon deals with more people in less time? Yes or no?
Yes.
Or do you think they deal with a little people in a lot of time? No. They have to simplify the process. The simpler the process is, the more people that they can deal with. You guys ready to learn? Say yes?
Yes.
Awesome. Everybody smile real fast. Because you guys are a little like, I don't know, just smile. Okay, good. Here we go. Point number one. I want you to write down the foundation of success is your ability to see the good in everything. The foundation of all success, guys, is your ability to see the good in everything. Can I tell you the place that we lose the most client control is when we see the negative in everything. Think about this, guys. I want to really empower you. I want to really help you. Jeez, I want to help our escrow officers. I want to help, because I see it. I walk by the office sometimes and I see people like hovering around escrow. And I'm thinking like, I was never in escrow. Because why would they need to talk to me? They know what they got to do. They know what they got to do. I want you to think about why it is that you're so involved in the deal. It's because you see the potential bad in the deal. That's why. It's possibility thinking versus doubt-filled thinking. When there's possibility thinking, you empower people to go out and do what it is that they have to do. When there's negativity thinking, guess what you have to have? You have to have control. You have to have your hands on things. Because the last thing you want is for the deal to fall apart. Is that a psychology issue, yes or no?
Yes.
That's not a deal issue, is it?
No.
That's a psychology issue. Now, let me kind of help you with something. The more we empower that psychology, the more deals we attract to fit our psychology. Write that down. The more we empower the psychology, the more deals we attract to empower the psychology choice. Write it like that. That's a trip. It's a trip if you think about it. If you want to be a top producer, what does a top producer do? A top producer does a lot of business. They help a lot of people is what they do. So as a result of them wanting to help a lot of people, that process needs to be simple. As a result of that, the person they attract must be simple. Because if you have the simple client, you get a complicated client. And the only people that deal with complicated clients are the people that can't attract and go out and find the good ones. And I'm telling you, this is a universal law. I want you to write it down just like this. Like attracts like. Like attracts like. I don't know what's happening lately in my life right now, but I'm attracting like a lot of incredible people into my life right now. It's kind of crazy. The other day I was at dinner. I happened to sat down. There was a lady and her husband. We happened to sit down. We were just kind of talking. You could just kind of tell they were kind of well off. So I just like, hey, let's just meet and talk, right? I bought them a little shot of tequila. You know, they kind of bought me one in return. End up, let's follow each other on Instagram. Okay, we start talking, so forth and so on. They're from like Napa or somewhere up there. Out of the blue, the next day, I come across this guy on Instagram. And the guy on Instagram is taking pictures with Mark Wahlberg, Tom Brady, George Clooney, Randy Gerber, freaking A-Rod, like everybody. And I'm like, who? And he doesn't say who he is, nothing. But this guy is obviously something. And I followed him right away. I was like, I don't know who this guy is, but all of the great people that he's around. 2 days later, I happened to notice that that guy liked the picture of the lady that I met. And the lady today just invited me and said, hey, why don't you come up to Napa? Why don't you come hang out with us? Why don't you come have a good time, right? You could play golf with my husband, whatever the case may be. I'm going to go, hey, who is that guy? Turns out that guy is the founder of Casamigos. It just happened. Why? Everybody repeat after me. Like attracts like.
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 Who wants a simpler life? Say I. Who wants to do more business? Say I. Who wants to make more money? Say I.
Well,
the foundation of all success is you have to have the ability to see the good in everything. Because if you have the ability to see the positive and the good in everything, you're going to attract people who see the positive and the good in everything. And that will make your life so much easier. And I'm going to show you practical ways to make this happen here in a second. Point number two, seeing the good in everything allows you to believe in possibility. Circle the word possibility. It's called possibility thinking. When you have possibility thinking, it opens your mind to what's possible. When you have possibility thinking, it allows you to handle objections easier. When you have possibility thinking, it allows you to save deals that for other people would fall apart. When you have possibility thinking, it allows you to expand. When you have possibility thinking, it allows you to hire people and bless them with jobs. When you have possibility thinking, guess what happens? Life becomes way easier. Because you see what's possible, not what's impossible. And this starts at the core of our business, people. It starts at the core. It starts from the moment we get an objection. You gotta learn to have possibility thinking when you're getting an objection. Because the only reason you can't handle the objection is because you have impossibility thinking. They'll tell you something like, you know what? I already just invited somebody. They're coming over at 12 o'clock and they're coming to sign the agreement. Guess what? Impossibility thinking goes, oh, it's okay. I totally understand. Hey, call me if it doesn't work out. Has anybody said this before? Be honest. Yeah. Guess what possibility thinking says? Well, it's 8 o'clock now. If I can be there by 9:30. See, that's possibility thinking. True story. You guys have heard this before. I took a listing that way. She told me they were coming at 12. I said, what if I can be there at 10? I walked out at 11 with the contract. I called the guy. He goes, you don't have to come anymore. I got the contract, but please, it's going to be posted in the MLS and you can sell it that way if you'd like. But if I would have impossibility thinking, guess what happened? I wouldn't have got that contract. I remember when we got this building, we were scared as all heck getting this building. Do you guys remember that? Yeah. You guys remember that? We were petrified because it was really our first big expansion, right? And we wanted to do it nice because this guy has taste like you don't know what, right? So it had to be the nicest, the glass and the beautiful colors and this and that. And I remember we were even talking about going into that one. Yeah. I remember we took it was multiple six figures. We just went all in. All in. How many of you guys have seen Intero grow and you've seen companies around that they've been around for the exact same time that we've been around? They're not growing like we are. Raise your hands. Impossibility thinking. I'm telling you this so you could apply it to your life. Because is possibility thinking a choice, yes or no?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
You could be hardwired to think impossible. That's fine. That's fine. We learn to think impossible. We learn to think impossible because of the news that we watch. We learn to think impossible because of the people that we're surrounded with. We learn to think impossible. That's a habit. But you can also choose to think in what's possible. You can also choose to think in what's possible. And seeing the good in everything allows you to believe in what's possible. So when we opened this building, we could have thought to ourselves, man, what if nobody shows up? Possibility thinking says, what if everybody shows up? We could have chose to say, what if we lose all our money? Possibility thinking says, what if we don't and we actually make a little money? Possibility thinking says, what if we'll never be number one? Possibility thinking says, we will be number one. See, these are all options that we have as human beings. And I'm going to get into client control in a second. But how many of you so far already see why we have no client control? And it has everything to do with seeing the good and possibility thinking. Raise your hands. That's the foundation of it, okay? Point number three. Possibility thinking allows you to control the meaning that you give to everything. Possibility thinking allows you to control the meaning that you give to everything. Everything.